Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This one actually came in from 4. I'll dive right into it. He said, last year, a couple of our friends got married, and instead of a traditional registry, they went the honey fund route, where you ask for cash towards your dream honeymoon instead of getting a bunch of kitchen gadgets that you're never going to use. My wife and I were actually into the idea, and this couple made it super easy with a Venmo link. We gave a generous chunk, more than I'd normally spend, because we figured, hey, let's help them make some memories, and it felt good at the time. Thor goes on to say, now I'm ticked, or pissed, as we would say. He's pissed. He said, it's been a full year, no honeymoon, no photos, nothing, literally nothing. He says, now that I think about it, they were a little vague when we asked about travel plans during the wedding. I said, hey, where are you guys going? And they said, oh, somewhere romantic. He's like, that should have been my first clue that we were about to get hustled. I talked to another friend who donated. They said the couple just didn't go. So here's his question. Where did all my money go? Did I just help him buy a new couch or remodel a bathroom, upgrade to a bigger TV? I could have bought myself something nice instead. I got scammed. He says, I'm debating on confronting them, maybe looping in a few other contributors to ask what the actual F happened to the trip. He says, I'm pretty fired up. Would you ever have the guts to ask for honeymoon receipts, JKJ? At what point does this gift become a scam? My wife is saying, let it go. We gave a gift. It's up to them to do the right thing. But I feel totally bamboozled by people I thought who were my friends. Is it petty to ask what happened to the honeymoon money or even ask for some of it back?
Ooh,
what geez. Would you guys do? I can't let this go. Then he goes on to say, please throw this up for show wants to know. And that's from Thor, who wrote in. I love this one today.
He's bringing that hammer down, yeah. Huh?
Hey, like Thor, hey. Just like Thor, Katie. Oh, that's fun. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw open the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Y'all are good at solving problems and calling this show. Phone lines are wide open. Sound off on Show Wants to Know. Thor wrote in, he contributed to the honey fund, the honeymoon fund for the wedding, and the couple never spent the money. They never went on a honeymoon. He wants to know where it's at and if he should confront the couple. Audra's first up to bat. Hi, Audra. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. All right, so what do you think about Thor's situation? He's ticked off.
I think he's got some issues, and if that's what he's so worried about, then we have more issues. Like, I mean, come on.
Wouldn't you be mad if you went to a wedding and they couched it as, please contribute to our honeymoon fund, you gave a solid chunk of money, and then they never used it for a honeymoon? I kind of see where he's pissed.
No, he's crazy.
But they lied.
They didn't lie. Let's look at it this way. Maybe they wanted to go on a honeymoon and they didn't have any money for it. But then maybe they decided, you know what? We are going to be smart, new young couple, and we're going to save this money as an emergency fund or to buy a house or, you know, a rainy day fund. I mean, I think it's a gift and they get to choose with, you know, what to do with their own money as a gift.
Or you go over there and they've got a brand new patio set out back in a fire pit and it looks really pretty.
But that's their money. It's a gift.
It was a gift. I mean, I got tons of checks from people and nobody called me to ask me what I bought with it. I mean, it's weird.
But did you couch it as all this money was going to one particular thing and this is what we'll use it for?
I mean,
see, that's where it's different.
I agree. However, I don't know how good of friends they are, but like if they're that great of friends, then I don't see why a conversation couldn't be had more coming from a friend perspective of like, hey, I thought you guys were going to go on a honeymoon. Like, what happened with that?
Yeah.
Not, hey, jerk, where's my money?
And give me like, some of it back.
Come on. Yeah. That's not classy. You don't ask for money
He's
back.
He's pissed. Like, he's like, I want it back. I kind of want him to do it.
I think this guy, if this is like the worst problem he's got in his life right now, then I mean, maybe he should be like blessed with that. Cause I'm like, let's worry about some more important things. Okay?
So real quick, what am I putting your vote down for? Just to let it go essentially?
Yeah, like, remember that you gave a gift. It doesn't matter what they do with it.
Perfect.
Like, you know, like, grow up. Let's go. Let it go.
I love your call. You're sassy. You got your sassy pants on today.
Yeah, Audra.
You are sassy. You are sassy. You can call whenever you want, sassy pants.
All right. I'll call next time. I got more opinions for you.
Okay,
perfect.
Good.
We'll talk to you later, Audra. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That's funny.
All right, Monique. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good, thanks.
All right, so what are your thoughts for Mr. Thor? Because he's pretty ticked that his money is gone.
A wedding is a huge deal. So, you know, you have to, like, bring it. And if you're, you know, like, you love them, they're your good friends, you celebrate, of course you're going to give them a big chunk of money. You can't worry about where it goes or what they do with it. It's the thought, you know, like, oh, wow, you know, they're going to be thankful forever, you know?
Yeah, but they couched it as, please give us money. We're going to use it to go have a honeymoon. That's what they presented it to.
Right, but that's what everyone, like, you have to know, like, when you go to a wedding, though, like, so say you donate a big chunk to that, and then other people, like, usually, like, every time I go to a wedding, I'll give them money, like, a huge amount, and then bring some extra gifts. It doesn't matter what they spend it on. They're your good friends.
Damn, Monique. Next time I get married, I'm going to invite you.
Hey.
My second marriage is going to be awesome. You're going to be giving me all sorts of stuff, Monique.
All right.
Whatever. All right. So am I putting you in camp Let It Go?
Yes, you have to let it go.
Let it go. You are a sweetheart. We got to get to these other calls, Monique. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. She had opinions too.
She's fired up. I like it. We got fired
she's
up.
She's a gift giver, you guys. Hi, Kelly.
Morning.
Boy, hey. She was fired up, huh, dude? Woo.
Right?
Yeah, right?
I'm in the Let It Go camp. Thor needs to get his little plastic hammer and his man card and reorganize.
Yes, exactly.
I can't believe, like, everybody is saying let it go when it was presented to you as I am going on a trip with your money. And now it's and then there's nothing. Radio silence. And you have no idea where that money went.
How many gifts do you get and you really don't use, or you sell them or return them anyway?
But still, it's
expected at a wedding to bring a gift. When you are presented with an account that says this money is going towards a trip, and then there's no trip, I would be pretty ticked off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if they bought a house, like the previous caller said, Monica? What if they said, hey, we got enough money to maybe buy something decent instead of waste it on a honeymoon?
Well, that's their problem. That's their job to save up for a house. I don't want to contribute to a house.
Well, you can, but Kelly.
I've got to contribute to my own house.
Thor seems kind of like a little bit of a control freak, doesn't he? Like, he wants to then decide how they're going to spend the money. I don't like that.
Well, let it go.
Let it go.
Give a gift. Move on.
Yeah. Get all Elsa with it, right?
All right. Boy, it's
let right. it go.
Is you unanimous right now? Kelly, we always enjoy having you on. You have a great day.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Is anybody going to be in camp that he was bamboozled? Is anybody going to say that they bamboozled the entire, not just Thor, but say the 200 guests that they had at the wedding?
I know, but
they got all this money and then used it for something else.
Yeah, again, but what if they just haven't went on the honeymoon yet? I know it's been a year, but sometimes couples wait a long time, like they try and get their finances in order.
Then he should approach them and say, hey, where's this money?
But again, the control aspect of it, like, back up, Thor, you don't even know all that.
Hi, Sadie.
Good morning.
I'm trying my best to be devil's advocate. I'm trying to be on Thor's side, but nobody's having it today.
Yeah, I don't think anybody should be on his side.
Oh, yeah. Here we go again. All right, tell us,
Sadie.
He should not ask for his money back because maybe they had an emergency situation and they had to use it for that. And I feel like it's so rude to ask them what they did with the money because it's honestly none of their business.
Yeah.
And it could be a personal thing that they just didn't want to tell anybody. And as a friend, you should trust them that they used the money wisely, even if it wasn't for a honeymoon. Maybe something else came up. And if he was a good friend, he would maybe approach them about it, but not ask,
I don't know.
What did you do with my money? Because that just seems,
It was presented to him as a trip. And he's just checks and balances, Sadie. If you donate to like a nonprofit or an organization, you kind of want to know where that money's going towards.
And you want to make sure
if they blow it on something, you know, stupid, you want to know.
Yeah, but with it being a wedding, I think that's what makes it different, right? Like, it doesn't matter where your money went. Hopefully it went to something good, right? But you should not ask where your gift to them went, because that's not a good friend to do that.
I got another one in camp. Let it go, you guys. All right.
Sadie,
you're super sweet. Have
Thanks,
a good day.
Sadie. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Nobody's going to be on Thor's
side.
I think you could present it in a way.
No, you could present in a way that's just like, hey, man, like, do you ever think you're going to, like, where are you going? Or, you know, ask that question.
Sure,
hey,
obviously
man,
you could be gentle about it, but you still need to go to him and be like, hey.
I would do that. Hey, man, like, where are you going? Like, did you plan that trip yet? And then if he goes and gives you that excuse again, then you can kind of see what
Where's my money?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Give me my money back.
Yeah.
Hi, Chad.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. I'm not giving money to Thor's friends ever, I'll tell you that much. Never. Because they're a bunch of liars. All right, so what do you think, Chad?
Okay, so I am in the let it go camp, but I have sort of a
little
caveat twist thing.
All right.
Yeah, so here, maybe this is just my personal opinion. I've always felt that if you're getting married and you ask for money, I think that's tacky. So I think the fact that they presented it to him in a way that explains, hey, we want to go on a honeymoon and make memories, and he contributed with that understanding, I think he has every right to be a little ticked off that is not what actually happened. I don't think he needs to go so far to ask for his money back, but I do think that I understand where he is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at Chad being all logical.
I know you do.
This
make
is
a really,
logic.
Because this is what I tell my kid. Like, you have a right to be mad. You just can't be mean, right? Like, there are two differences there. So, I've been asking for the money.
That's
back,
a good
that's
point. I don't
going,
want him to be mean.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be mean.
You have every right to be mad, though. That's your feeling. That's how you feel about a situation, right? But don't lash out on people and then be like, where's that money that I gave
you? Well, and here's the thing, Chad. Say he was going to go into this wedding and give him $100. In his note, he says, we actually contributed a little more because we figure we're going to help them make some, you know, romantic memories. So maybe he contributed $200 then. So now he's even extra fired up because he added money to it.
Yeah.
More so than what he was originally going to give. And then boom, still no honeymoon. So he does have a right, I think, to go say, hey, where's all that money I gave you? I even gave you a little bit more for your special vacation.
Absolutely. I think if you are giving money as a friend and that is your nice gift, great. But if he was giving with the understanding that is what he was giving for, and yep, that's not what happened, and they weren't upfront about that wasn't what was happening, I get why he is upset. I don't think I would bring it up unless he's like wants to be petty or whatnot, but I personally get it.
You're kind of on my side, and I kind of like that, Chad.
Yeah. You are the one and only so far, Chad.
You're right in the middle.
You made great points. You're... Like, you kind of waved me a little bit as far as how I'm thinking about it.
Pretty solid call, buddy.
Yeah, good job.
Very wise. You have a great day.
You guys, too. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Jeremy, what if you do this and then you see him pull up in like a Range one day to your house?
I mean, yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, dude,
like,
what are you using this money for?
Yeah.
You
know? Hi, Monique.
Right. Like, you kind of waved me a little bit.
Yeah. Monique. I'm going to throw her on hold. She can't hear us. Her radio's up.
Sound of us.
Hi, yeah. Denise.
Hi.
Hi, you big goof.
What are
you
running? You?
Well, we're super dupes, first of all.
Good.
We're kind of fired up about Thor. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, I can see both. On one hand, I think like the last caller said, there was an intention that he thought it was going towards and it wasn't. I mean, it's kind of like giving money to a fundraiser, like a school saying we're going to get a new playground, and then they just don't.
Thank
and then you wonder.
That's
so it is.
That's
it,
a great example.
That is.
You can't help but wonder, like, there's money, but where did it go? But on the other hand, I also get that you can't make these assumptions in this scenario. You never know. Like, maybe she got pregnant and they have to put it off, or they got a really bad health diagnosis, or mm-hmm. just something crazy happened. Like, you never know. So I think on one hand, I get it. His feelings are valid. But at the same time, you can't just assume the intention wasn't originally there.
What if they're not sick or pregnant?
Well, maybe they just didn't have enough money. That's another thing that I would assume as well. Like, maybe they just didn't raise enough money in that sense. And they just can't afford to do their trip right now, and maybe they'll do it down the road.
That's good.
I mean,
then again,
I
why couldn't you go to, you know, Grand Junction for the weekend and say that's your honeymoon,
well,
you know?
I mean,
I know people that have gone to Wyoming for their honeymoon.
Yeah,
but maybe they really are, because my honeymoon, we didn't go until our 10-year anniversary. We did a huge trip to Europe.
You put that way off.
So, I mean, yeah.
You know how pissed Thor would have been if he had to wait 10 years to see your honeymoon, Denise? He would have been so pissed.
I know. Really brought that hammer.
We're not even friends anymore.
All right.
I mean, I get it, but I wouldn't recommend asking for your money back. That's just ruining your friendship. So that's my thoughts.
Denise, thank you for your call. You're very sweet. And congrats on the many, many years of marriage.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day. I think I'm so fired up about this because at my wedding, we did have a fund similar to this, and it was our furniture fund. We opened up an account at a furniture place that we had people contribute money to, and they just held the money for you for when you wanted to buy furniture. Now, you weren't obligated. You could go in and remove all that money and just take it and put it in your savings. But we said, hey, people contributed to our furniture fund, and we used it to buy an entirely brand new bedroom setup, you know, nightstands, bed, everything, dressers, and we used it. We said what the money was going towards, and we used it for that. And I think that's why I'm kind of ticked off about this, because I feel like it's just straight up lying to all your guests if you don't use this for what you said it's used for.
You think telling them it was for furniture enticed them to give you the amount that they did. So you would have felt like you were misleading them if you didn't
spend
it on furniture.
If I took all that money out and not used it for furniture, and then people came to me like, what furniture did you buy? And I was like, I didn't.
Yeah, that would make you feel
like
bad.
A total jerk.
Did Thor give the amount again? I'm sorry. Did he give the exact amount he gave?
No, he didn't.
See, that's what I want to know. I want to know how much. Because if it's
$20,000.
Like, but I'm saying if it's a significant amount.
Yeah.
Stacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the words of Queen Elsa, let it go.
Yes. I was hoping somebody did a Frozen drop.
Yeah, I know.
So funny.
Kind of have to, right? So that's it. Are you just dropping the mic and hanging up now?
No. I mean, we got, for our wedding, we got a Four Seasons gift card. But it took us like 2 years to use it because you need time off. Like, you need life circumstances to line up. Like, not everyone has a cushy job that gets all the PTO. You got to wait.
Yeah.
Sometimes life happens.
Yeah. I think after a year, though, you would at least be like having it brought up in various conversations that we're leaving soon or we're still contributing, we're still saving, but we'll be going soon. It's like nothing. He said there's been literally nothing about a honeymoon.
It's radio silence.
Well, and maybe they feel bad about it.
People are like pulling back from social media.
Yeah.
They don't want their lives on display.
What if it's in person conversations, though? What if they are seeing them in person and nothing is being brought up about it?
Again, like other callers said, you can always like ask nicely, like, hey, I'm super excited for your trip. When are you guys going?
Yeah, so where are you going, huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, we spent it all.
All right, Stacy, let it go. Thank you very much. Have a super day.
Thanks, Stacy.
You too. Bye.
Okay,
bye,
Stacy. All right, we can do Megan, Holly, and Annika. Which time do we got? Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Show
Thank
Wants
you.
To Know. What are your thoughts for Mr. Thor?
I think he needs to let it go. I personally don't give money to those funds because I'm like a little selfish. I'm like, pay for your own stuff. I'll send you a toaster.
Yeah, right. I'll send you a toaster. No, you're right.
You know what? I'm kind of with you. Like, why do you get to go have a fun trip on my dime? Here's a blender. Yeah.
Exactly. And if they return the toaster, I wouldn't ask them what they did with the money or ask them to give it back.
Yeah.
No, but that's true.
On Thor's side, it's been a year. They should have sent out thank you cards that said, hey, we're going to do this trip in a year. Or, hey, we decided to use this money for this. Like, when I got checks for my wedding, I, like, sent thank you cards. And, like, thank you. This money helped with our move. This money helped us, like, this. Like,
it's because you're a decent human.
I was
going to
say, yeah, you gave a little explanation.
Just all around rude, I think.
Which is nice.
There's no thank yous, no updates, nothing.
Especially for money. Like, you send a thank you card for money and be like, hey, this is what we used it for. And I agree with the last caller. Be like, hey, I'm really excited for your trip. Where are you going? What you doing?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Like,
tell me now.
Up, but don't be a jerk about it. Yeah.
Is it somewhere tropical? Is it somewhere cold? Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Is it Wyoming?
Yeah.
Is it Wyoming
Grand
or
Junction?
Grand Junction? All right, Holly. We appreciate you calling in this morning. You go live your life, all right?
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Holly.
All right, here's Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. All right, advice for Thor. What do you got?
I think once you give something away, it's not yours anymore. Mm-hmm. So him referring it to it as, where's my money? Dude, it's not your money anymore. Like, you chose to be generous. And I think it says something about him that he's regretting his generosity.
Well, is it bad to kind of want to see the payoff, though? I mean, you kind of, if you are doing this nice thing, don't you kind of want to see, like, what they did with it, I guess? Even if it is, like, home renovations or, hey, we needed a car. Like, any type of payoff.
I mean, I've never thought about that when I've given money to honeymoon funds or just funds in general.
Did you give extra, though, like Thor did?
Goodbye. Yeah.
I mean, with friends that I'm super close with, yeah, I always give extra.
Okay.
But I never keep tabs on that.
All right.
You know, like, is it worth ruining a relationship, a friendship for?
I think it is. Absolutely. 100%.
I'm with you, Meg.
Well,
I don't
Jeremy,
think...
that's why you only have two friends.
Yeah. That's true. And honestly, it's kind of down to one now.
Sick burn.
It's kind of down to one now. I'm not even lying.
That was good, Megan. Line of the day.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, what the hell, Megan?
That's so good.
Getting in my
I
kitchen here. You don't know me.
That was funny.
Oh, man. That's the best thing I'm going to do all day.
Yay! That's pretty good. Megan, don't ever call us again. Yeah, have a good day.
I'm going to call you all the time.
No,
please do.
I'm hanging up on you, Megan.
I can't wait to
I'm hanging up on you right now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Go
Megan,
on.
She rocks.
I can never
love
call
her.
Again.
She is fun.
That's a pretty solid burn.
That's good.
It's a pretty solid burn. It's just because I'm good at calling BS, I think. Hi, Annika.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you. So you get the final word on Show Wants to Know today.
Okay, I feel like I'm kind of in the middle camp because I agree with most everybody that's called, but I'm also kind of on Thor's side. Just in the sense of, like, if you have this understanding of, like, hey, this is where this is going, he chose to give that money for that specific reason. He could have gotten a blender or whatever, but in his mind, he's like, hey, I'm going to help them go on this honeymoon. At the same time, if they're kind of misleading people and, like, not really being honest about where that money's going, I would be kind of upset also, but I don't think I would be as petty as he's being
right.
about it. Like,
right.
a whole year later, I'd kind of be like, well, hopefully it went to something good and that it was a blessing to them and move on.
So you wouldn't, like, drop it into any sort of casual conversation when you're around these people? You wouldn't even bring it up at all?
I probably would, kind of like, I don't remember who said it, but like kind of like a, hey, so like, do you guys have any vacations coming up? What about that honeymoon? Like,
yeah.
I don't, I would bring it up, but not in a petty way.
Yeah.
And again, I mean, he didn't give a ton of context as to like how often they talk, like if they are really good friends.
I think you just essentially laid out everything I was going to say to recap this. Like, you should have the excuse of being annoyed and ticked off by this because of how it was couched, how it was presented,
sure.
but you probably shouldn't get in their kitchen over it, but drop it into casual conversation here and there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, you don't know the whole story. Just move on. It's been a year. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Annika, great last word. You have a good day. Thank you for calling us.
Thanks, guys. You too.
See you
Bye,
later,
Annika.
Those were great calls. Every
Those
single
were.
One of them, except Megan.
No, Megan.
Really
Megan
was great. I loved it. What are you talking
Megan
about?
Megan was great.
I love today's Show Wants to Know, you guys.
It was a good one. I think the thing
really
you need to do, you got to do the thing where you casually drop it in after some wine at dinner. There you
exactly.
go. That's when you can
hey,
talk
Hey, where's
about
all
it.
That money
Where's that money,
yeah.
by
Show
the way?
Show me some receipts, you jerks. If you guys have any sort of Show Wants to Know dilemma, anything juicy going on in your life, we will gladly accept it. And if we like it, we'll read it on the air. You can send those messages to Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram.